Continuing on with our study here, you'll see the section on the Wizard of Oz. There's a little video there, and you can see what each of the characters were in allegory for. Letter C on the outline refers to the Pullman Railroad car maker strike, one of many strikes which would occur at this period, and later the court stepped in and forced the workers to go back to work. That's what that word injunction means. In the south of the country, the powers that be tried to bring the southern culture back to the way it was during the Civil War and before, and they did this by marginalizing blacks and jailing many of them, even for petty crimes. The southern economy had changed a little bit. They were now dependent in many ways on northern manufactured goods and loans. There were laws passed specifically to end the black vote, making them pay to vote, making them read parts of the state constitution just to qualify to vote. This also made 80,000 illiterate whites unable to vote as well, which probably was something that the powers that be would like. They oftentimes like fewer voters. You can see number three there with the 1896 Supreme Court case, Plessy versus Ferguson. In this case, the Supreme Court up in Washington was in full agreement with the Southern custom of segregating trains and schools and restaurants and so on between black ones and white ones. Sometimes there were signs designating it, sometimes there were not. In this case, Homer Plessy had refused to sit into the black area of a train. Very similar to what Rosa Parks would do later. The Supreme Court was in agreement with this separation of the races, and they used this infamous phrase, separate but equal, saying that as long as the facilities were separate but equal, then they were still legal. This was something that had to be overturned later with the Martin Luther King civil rights era. Blacks were expected to step aside when white people came along the street. They weren't supposed to speak up too loud. If they did step out of line, sometimes they would be subject to extreme violence, the most extreme being lynching, where a mob would actually kill a black man and string up their poor dead corpse and scare the living daylights out of the other black members of the population. Immigration also was very, very large at this time. 1890s, about 3.5 million newcomers were coming from South and Eastern Europe, places like Italy and the the Russian people, Poles, and so on were coming in large and large numbers. The Chinese had been excluded altogether from entering the United States. A lot of that came from California pressure. Also, separate schools for separate races in California, to give you an idea, all the way up until the mid-1940s. Booker T. Washington had told the blacks to get vocational training to get around racism.